In Miami Beach this weekend, an icon will be reborn. In the 1950s and 60s, the Fountain Blue Hotel was the resort in South Florida. You might catch a glimpse of Marilyn Monroe, Frank Sinatra, or Elvis there. More recently, the Fountain Blue offered luxury, but it lost much of its luster. Until now. As NPR's Greg Allen tells us, new owners have spent $1.5 billion restoring the Fountain Blue to its former glory.
Even if you've never been to Miami Beach, you may know the Fountain Blue from the James Bond film Goldfinger. An aerial shot of the crescent-shaped high-rise opens the film, with the camera panning in on the pool area. Miami Beach luxury, circa 1964. It's the place where Bond first meets his arch nemesis. It's also where Jerry Lewis cavorted in The Bellboy.
Filmed completely in fabulous Miami, where Bellboy Jerry turns the fantastic Fontainebleau Hotel into his own private madhouse.
The Rat Pack, Judy Garland, and JFK all stayed here. It was big, flamboyant, and designed by an architect whose name became nearly synonymous with Miami Beach, Morris Lapidus. Lapidus died in 2001. In a 1991 interview with NPR, he talked about the hotel's eye-catching interior design.
I used every trick in the book. Dramatic lighting, a huge curving stairway, which was going nowhere at all. People felt like they were on stage.
Lapidus later designed other famous Miami Beach hotels, including the Eden Rock and the Americana, which was torn down last year. Marianne LaMonica, curator at Miami Beach's Wolfsonian Museum, says Lapidus almost single-handedly created a new style for resort hotels.
In a way, I think of them almost as a precursor of the theme parks that we know today. You know, this large landscape, which was beautifully manicured. And so all of this was to build this sense of luxury and fantasy that people really were looking for in the era right after the war had ended.
As the years passed, the Fountain Blue star dimmed a bit. It continued to operate mostly as a convention hotel. But then came a new owner. Since buying the Fountain Blue a few years back, Jeffrey Sofer has spent $1.5 billion building two new hotel condominium towers and doing a complete makeover of the original 1954 building. The new Fountain Blue opens for guests tomorrow night. Chief Operating Officer Howard Carawan says one area he's particularly proud of is the lobby.
So you see as we're walking in, the old bow tie floor.
So these are parquet tiles with the bow tie inserts.
Right, and this unfortunately was in pretty deplorable condition.
Carawan says he judges hotels by their lobbies, and truth to tell, the Fountain Blues is stunning. It still features Lapidus's Staircase to Nowhere, plus elaborate crystal chandeliers and a high-tech bar and reception area. And that's just the lobby. There are also 1,500 rooms, 11 restaurants and lounges, and a series of pools, including an adults-only, European-style, topless area. The guiding idea behind the renovations, Carawan says, is to build on Lapidus's original vision in creating a space that encourages people to mix.
People want to participate, and they want to be the star. They want to be part of the show. They don't want to be disjointed and disjointed from the action. And that's really what Morris was all about.
Morris Lapidus then would no doubt have been pleased with the Fountain Blue's recent reopening celebration. The party included a Victoria's Secret fashion show, and just like in the good old days, lots of Hollywood stars. It's all part of a strategy to polish and rebuild what Carawan says is one of the Fountain Blue's most valuable assets, its name.
I don't think there's many brands in the world, maybe the Ritz in Paris, maybe the Plaza in New York, where there's a single standalone hotel, not a chain, that has such recognition. And in the resort industry, I don't think there's any single entity that has the recognition that the Fountain Blue has across the world.
It's a brand Fountain Blue management hopes to bring soon to other cities. Another Fountain Blue is under construction in Las Vegas, and there are plans to roll out more resort hotels carrying the brand over the next few years. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.